You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 10th of June 2022, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. We've reached the end of another week. The weekend is here, and listeners are on their way home from work or in their lunch hour, and they are tuned in keenly today because they know that we have a special guest with us here today. We have Grandpa Dan all the way from Texas. Grandpa, how are you doing? How's life treating you?
Well, I'm struggling, Sven. I'm struggling. Not only is we're already getting the triple-digit heat this early in the year, I'm struggling with the heat like so many people, but also I'm struggling keeping up with the narrative because, you know, things that just like 5 or 6 months ago, people on the left were bragging about, now we flip the script and those very same things are Nazi thinking and conspiracy theories.
And that is, of course, because you are referring to the so-called Great Replacement Theory. And on the left, they talk about how diversity is such a great strength and how we have President Biden talking about what a wonderful thing it's going to be that white people are going to be a minority and we need an unrelenting stream of immigration. And yet at the same time, then they say when people point it out and say, well, it looks like you're just replacing white people here. Oh, no, that's just a theory. And this is being highlighted, of course, because a recent terrorist used the term. And now, because of that, we have Democratic Representative Jamal Bowman here, who has torn into the Great Replacement Theory, calling it Nazi thinking, and blamed Fox News' Tucker Carlson for giving it airtime during a news conference where Bowman brought up loved ones of victims and survivors of the Buffalo mass shooting. This Nazi thinking veiled as political banter can no longer go unrecognized, Bowman told reporters ahead of a vote on his resolution to condemn Great Replacement Theory as a white supremacist conspiracy theory and reaffirming the House's commitment to combating white supremacy, hatred, and racial injustice. And the resolution passed on a party line vote of 217 to 205. Is it really a conspiracy theory, though? We can see this happening. All we have to look at is the demographics, and we can see that white people are going down and non-white people are going up. And this is happening in Europe. It's happening in America, New Zealand, Australia. And this phrase, the Great Replacement, it was actually first used by a French author, and it has been used by all sorts of people since then. I mean, it gets used by President Orban, it's been used by Tucker Carlson here, it has also been referred to by terrorists, but that doesn't mean that it's not actually something that is happening. We can see that it is happening. It's not just a theory, I mean, it's a fact. To deny that it is happening means to deny reality. And I guess it just comes down to whether you think it's a positive thing or a negative thing. If you think it's a negative thing, they tell you it's just a theory. If you think it's a positive thing, then it's something to be celebrated. Grandpa, what do you make of this confusion here?
Well, I'm kind of surprised a little bit that they've decided to go with this narrative that it's all a conspiracy theory and doesn't exist. As I alluded to at the opening of the show, we have ample video and audio records of these people themselves bragging about it. I mean, you talked about Joe Biden. Everybody listening to the show has probably seen, you know, the footage where he's talking about, and this year, white people will be the absolute minority in the United States. And that's a great thing. I mean, now, you know, instead, I guess, you know, because you were talking about it being positive or negative. If I was if I was advising these people, I would have told them to come out and say, well, it is going to be a, you know, it is going, there's going to be a demographic shift, but it's going to be positive. It's going to be a great thing. Diversity is our strength, and all the rest of the marketing slogans that they usually use. I mean, that's why they constantly barrage us with these things that they run through focus groups and tell us diversity is our strength, and multiculturalism is what gives us a great society. And whether you agree with that or not, that's the narrative they've stuck with for years and years and years. And now to turn around and just flip that over and say none of that exists, it's all just a ridiculous conspiracy theory that fringe kooks on the internet have made up, and you're not supposed to notice what we've been saying now, what we've been bragging about and telling everybody's going to be a great thing for years. I just find it curious that they flipped the script, and instead of staying on the path that they've been doing, like I say, they've been bragging about doing this and how great it is for years now, to then just back off and say, oh, no, it's a conspiracy theory. It's like a tacit admission on their part that it's not going to be great, that it's not going to be a wonderful thing, that instead of just agreeing and amplifying, they're having to flip around now and saying, oh, no, it doesn't exist, which, of course, flies in the face of what people see. I mean, they sit here and say, oh, this notion that white people are going to be replaced in their own nation is just a Nazi thinking conspiracy theory, when the average everyday American can sit there and turn on the TV and, like, when it comes to commercials and most TV shows, white people have already been replaced. I know there was a story here a while back that they did a poll, and like people think like black people are like 50% of the population or some. I don't have the numbers in front of me. Well, it's just because that's what's reflected in TV. Yeah, once again, when you notice these things and you see these things, you're told, oh, no, that's not real. That's all just a crazy right-wing conspiracy theory.
Yeah, that poll was just recently taken in Britain, and it shows that what is on the television is not reflective of reality, and people think that minorities are far larger than they actually are because of the way they are portrayed on the television. I mean, Jews in particular are portrayed as if they are 20 times the size of that they actually are within Britain, just because of the amount of time that is given to them on the television. So we can see that white people are being replaced on the television, and people can see just by looking at the schools. I think in the schools now, non-whites are something like 40% of the school population in Britain, which means that once they reach to adult age, 10 years, say, they're going to be making up about 40% of the population. Well, getting back to this article here, the vote came after Peyton Gendron, 18, accused of opening fire at a Tops supermarket in Buffalo, New York on Saturday, wrote a 180-page manifesto with references to the Great Replacement Theory as he spewed racist and anti-Semitic sentiments. It's interesting they always have it as spewing racist and anti-Semitic sentiments, or they're either spewing or they're espousing. So that sometimes they're marrying these sentiments and other times they are spewing them. Gendron's attack killed 10 and wounded 3. Of the 13 people shot, 11 were black and 2 were white. I mean, I don't know, but I would suggest that this guy was mentally unstable and he just wanted to shoot people. I mean, if he's supposedly a white supremacist and he's going out there to shoot black people, why did he shoot 2 white people? And quite clearly, the guy is mentally unbalanced. How is this going to help white people in any way? It's not going to help white people. It means that this great replacement theory that he put into his manifesto, I mean, that's now getting condemned by the American government here. And it also means that people will be calling for more censorship. It means there will be less people in the mainstream that are representing the interests of whites. I mean, he's basically just harmed nationalists, harmed white people, at the same time as killing lots of black people and 2 white people. I mean, think of the families that have been harmed by this. How does this help us in any way? It doesn't help us in any way. And I know we have already condemned this, but I feel I should bring that up again and point that out here. But I mean, just because he used this term great replacement, it doesn't mean that this is a racist term or this is a term that we shouldn't be using. I mean, he also breathes air, he also drinks water. Should we not be breathing air and not be drinking water because of this? I mean, I don't understand the logic here, that because he used this term, therefore it has to be condemned. What do you make of this, Grandpa?
Well, for starters, I have to point out this sloppy journalism here, because none of this has gone to court. They should have said he allegedly wrote the manifesto. That hasn't been proved in a court of law yet. I'm not saying that, he didn't write it, but I'm just saying they should have, for journalistic integrity purposes, they should have put alleged to have written the manifesto. Now, I would just point out, I'm so tired of this constant tactic, and everybody seems to fall for it, of smearing an entire group because of what one guy does. And it's, of course, like everything else, it's selectively used. They just recently, just the other day, there's been this whole dust up about the Supreme Court might overturn Roe versus Wade. I don't think they really will. I think this is a made up story. But nonetheless, this is being whipped up, and they've whipped up people that are pro-abortion into a frenzy over this. They have instigated this. They're having these January 6th hearings right now, claiming that Trump whipped up people to walk into the Capitol. And yet right now, currently, the Democratic Party in this country, in the United States, is whipping up their own base about anti-abortion, about abortion, saying that the Supreme Court is going to overturn Roe versus Wade and it's going to be the end of the world because people won't be able to slaughter their unborn babies. Now, we just had a guy arrested a few days ago, armed with weapons, because he was threatening and planning to go do harm to a Supreme Court justice. It didn't hardly get any coverage, of course. Now, if we were applying this metric evenly, then the entire pro-abortion movement should be condemned as evil haters threatening the system and our democracy, because you've got this one kook guy that decided to take up weapons and go threaten the Supreme Court justice. Now, obviously, not everybody who's pro-abortion, wants to go do physical harm to Supreme Court justices. That would be a ridiculous assertion to make. But yet, that's what they do. You've got this one loon who allegedly went in there and shot a bunch of people, allegedly wrote this manifesto. And yet you're smearing everybody who's noticed that, wow, these people have been bragging about how we're replacing white people in white countries for years now. That's not really a good thing. Oh, look, this guy in his manifesto mentioned the same thing. So you're all condemned of it. It's selectively placed outrage. It's extremely cynical, because this is all used for an agenda. They don't care about any of these actual things. It's about silencing people that oppose the government's agenda. Anybody, any dissident voices have to be silenced. And they use these things. They use these things so opportunistically. And it's just, it's really sickening the way they do this. And they use people's deaths as an excuse to further a political agenda.
Well, Representative Jamal continued, saying, "These are no longer fringe elements of our society." Bowman said of those who believe the theory, "Great replacement theory has gone mainstream, thanks to right-wing Republicans like Tucker Carlson, who have mentioned this theory more than 400 times on the most watched news network in the country." Carlson has repeatedly taken aim at the Democratic Party, accusing them of relaxing immigration policies and sidelining white Americans in order to gain votes in the polls. The Democratic Party has decided then, rather than convince you, people who are born here, that their policies are helping you and making the country better and stronger, that they will change the electorate, the TV host said on his show on May the 17th. And isn't this what's going on, though? I mean, isn't that what's going on? Are the Democratic Party not doing that? Are they not trying to relax immigration policy and encourage non-whites to come in? I mean, it's the same thing that the Labour Party did. They said that they were going to open the borders, and they were going to do so because they wanted to rub the right's nose in diversity. And they admitted doing this. I believe it was Jack Straw, the Home Secretary of the Labour Party. He opened up the borders, and he said that that's why they were doing this. And all you have to do is look at the areas which do become majority non-white, places like London, and look at the London mayor. I don't think there's ever going to be a hope again of there being a Conservative mayor in London. All the boroughs there end up voting Labour, and it's because it's 60% non-white. And I'm sure the same thing happens over there in America. Now, I don't get much of a chance to watch Tucker Carlson. It's a great shame that he's not on British television, but he has drawn attention to this, and he does draw attention to these sorts of issues. And if he's on the most watched news network in the country, I believe he's the most watched news personality, then clearly there is support for this, that the public understand that this is what is going on. And yet here we have the public's representative trying to shut down the person that is exposing what is going on, that is actually representing what the majority of people think. Well, what do you make of his attempts here to silence Tucker Carlson, Grandpa?
Well, isn't it funny how on the one hand, because, you know, we're supposed to be in the democracy, which means everybody gets their voice heard and all of that. Of course, we know I have to chuckle when I say that, because it's obviously not the way the system works. But nonetheless, we're told that's the way the system works. Now, isn't it funny that on the one hand, they dismiss when people have complained and said, well, I don't think it's really cool that they're planning, you know, that they've been going around for some time now bragging about replacing white people in their own countries. We don't really think that's real cool. And they dismiss that. And they say, oh, we don't have to even talk about that because that's fringe thinking. That's just fringe. That's just people on the fringe even care about that. Well, now he's saying it's not on the fringe anymore. Now he's saying it's now mainstream. Well, if it's mainstream and we're supposed to have this representative form of government, then shouldn't it be addressed? I mean, instead of just name calling, that's all we're doing here. That's all they're doing here is they're just name calling with this whole Nazi thinking. That's just white supremacist, which, by the way, I'm still waiting for somebody to give me a definition of what a white supremacist is. You know, they're just name calling. If what he has said here is true, that it has gone from fringe thinking, which we can dismiss, to a mainstream view in America, then, okay, if we have representative government, how come we're not having a real serious discussion, minus the name calling, about whether or not this is actually going on, and if it is, why it is, and what's at the bottom of it? Because, you know, that's supposed to be the whole premise of a democracy kind of government is, you know, that if this is the way most of the people think, whether it's correct or incorrect, we should be talking about it. So he's trying to dismiss it as fringe conspiracy kookery, but at the same time, he's being alarmist and saying, oh, this has gone mainstream and lots of people think this way. Well, if it's a democracy and it's mainstream, then we should have a discussion on it, which, of course, we don't. Instead, we have name calling and hysteria.
Well, President Orban has drawn attention to it, and he has actually used the same phrase, and he said that there's no way that Hungary is going to go along with it and replace all the Hungarians with newcomers. Well, next up, we have the name-calling. Bowman called such a belief racist, anti-Semitic, and Islamophobic. But all it is an acknowledgement of demographic change. So how is that racist or anti-Semitic or Islamophobic? I don't see how that is discriminating against anyone. I don't see how it is inciting hate against anyone. I don't see how that is showing fear of Islam or implying Jews are involved, or saying blacks are involved. It's not saying that anybody is involved. It's just saying that this is what is happening. The effect of this demographic change is that white people are being replaced by non-whites. In actual fact, they're being displaced. They're being moved out of the way by the newcomers. But apparently, to say such a thing is racist, anti-Semitic, and Islamophobic. He continued, this conspiracy theory is used to stoke racially motivated violence all over the world, noting that he was bringing forth a non-binding resolution on the matter to get Republicans on record. I want to know how Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy voted, how Representative Stefanik voted, and others. Are they truly willing to stand up to hatred or evil, or will they stand with it? Everyone will be on the record. Well, it's not evil to acknowledge reality. Surely it's evil to try to displace a people within their own country. I mean, even if it's their own people that are doing it to them, it's a wicked thing to do. It's maladaptive. It's suicidal. I don't believe that any other groups are responsible for it. It's white people that are doing it to white people. Bowman also brought up a number of family members who had loved ones who were killed or injured in the shooting to speak to the crowd. And this is, you know, this is basically politicizing a tragedy. We have an awful situation here. We have somebody that has murdered 13 people. And what happens? Well, this politician gets up there and tries to use this in order to ban people from acknowledging demographic reality. What do you make of him politicizing this tragedy here, Grandpa?
Well, unfortunately, it's all too familiar. I was sitting here asking myself the round question going around in my mind, that is it anti-Semitic of this congressman to say that it's anti-Semitic. You know, I don't think in the alleged manifesto, I don't think the guy mentioned the Jews at all. So why is this guy dragging the Jews into it and saying they're part of this supposed conspiracy theory that now has apparently gone mainstream? It's absolutely, I said this before, I'll say it again, it's sickening every time these politicians drag up grieving family members. You know, we had the Uvalde shooting. Of course, that wasn't a white person that did it, so they can't grandstand, you know, with the white supremacist angle. They're using a different angle for that one. But one of the things that really struck me is, you know, the media, and I think that one of the banes of our societal existence is 24-hour news networks, because they have to milk everything to death. But, you know, they had these TV people, these media people run down there right after this happened, like within days of it happening. And there's grieving family members, and some TV person runs up there, sticks a mic and a camera in their face. It's like, how do you feel? How are you feeling? It's like, well, how do you think they feel? You know, their little kid just got gunned down. Yeah, well, I'm feeling great. I'm doing great. How about you? You know, this thing here, you know, like I say, it's kind of the same thing here. This guy drags grieving family members up here to try to score political points. Is that off-putting? I mean, if you were a member of the Democratic Party, if you were a Democratic voter, and, you know, what would you feel about that? You know, because, I mean, like, if, you know, somebody, you know, I don't know, representing, if we had a political party here that represented, you know, my views, we don't, but if we did, and they took the opportunity to drag grieving family members up there to make a political point, score a political point, I would find that very off-putting, and I would consider it in very bad taste and extremely disrespectful. But, you know, hey, in clown world government, it's just par for the course.
You know, he is really implying Jews are involved there by saying it's anti-Semitic to say that white people are being replaced by non-whites. I don't really get where the Jewish angle comes into that. It does get mentioned later on, and we will get into that. A new poll shows that 73% of Trump voters believe that Democrats are trying to replace white Americans with immigrants and people of color to shore up more votes. So the Trump voters believe that it is Democrats that are doing this. And obviously Democrats are multicultural. They're not just white. They're not just Jewish. It's a large group of people that are doing this. And you would expect groups like the Jews or representatives of the Jews to encourage more immigration into the countries that they live in, the same as you would expect representatives of non-whites to encourage immigration. But you would not expect the white people whose countries it originally belonged to, who built the country, you would not expect them to do it. They're the ones that are at fault here. And that's why I say it's white people that are at fault, not any of these other groups. But just discussing this this phenomena, it's not implying that Jews are responsible for it. It's just an observation of demographic reality. And clearly here, the Trump voters believe that it's Democrats that are doing this. But it's also Republicans. I mean, the Republicans didn't build the wall, did they? They didn't stop the immigration. It still carried on under Trump. The new YouGov poll asked voters, do you personally believe that in the US, Democrats are trying to replace white Americans with immigrants and people of color who share Democrats' views? 73% of Trump voters replied yes, while 8% of Biden voters said the same. Overall, 61% of Republicans, 10% of Democrats, and 33% of independents replied yes to the question. So it seems that even some of the Democrats' own base can see that the Democrats are doing this. I guess you could say that it is more prevalent on the left than on the right, but it's really, it's the right that actually talk about this, or some representatives on the right talk about this and talk about it being a negative thing, but they don't do anything about it. They just continue it. So it's really just that the Republicans pretend to be against it whilst the Democrats openly support it. And in both cases, it's the majority of white people that are actually going along with this. Obviously not the majority of the electorate go along with it, but the majority of our representatives. Grandpa, what do you make of the poll results here?
Well, whether you agree with this view or disagree with this view, that's a significant amount of people in the country. And of course, these poll results really do highlight. Now, of course, I'm always skeptical of polls, but these poll results do highlight the polarization in the country. And this isn't sustainable. I mean, this is not sustainable when you have this this polarization in political views. You know, you're supposed to have a middle there. That's the way the system continues functioning, is you have that fuzzy middle where everybody's views kind of overlaps. When you have this really hard polarization and not much middle, you know, things get really unstable under this sort of system. But whether you agree with the view of replacing white Americans or not, I think it's observably true. And these people themselves have been bragging about it for years. But whether you agree with it or not, that's a significant amount of people. So how do you just sit there and respond to it with name calling? How do you just dismiss it as absurd conspiracy theory? That's a significant amount of people. It should be addressed. If we have a representative form of government, you know, it should be addressed. And as you pointed out, the Republicans are useless. They're the same party. I mean, here in the U.S., yeah, the Republicans and the Democrat are like one coin, and you get heads or you get tails, but you get the same crappy coin. You know, anybody who, I don't know how anybody is even under the illusion anymore that the Republicans really serve, you know, a real opposition role. There's a handful of people that get in there that, you know, that try to do what's right, but they're never given any real power to do it. Heck, when we saw Trump in there, anything he tried to do, he couldn't get anything done. So, you know, a few Congress people or senators here and there aren't going to get anything done either. But like I say, what I find really really interesting about this is they admitting with this polling data that a good significant number of the population views this, and yet at the same time they're still trying to just respond with name calling and dismissing it as crackpot conspiracy theories instead of actually addressing the concern.
Well, a survey also asked, do you personally believe that in the US, Jewish people are trying to replace white Americans with immigrants and people of color who share Jewish people's views? Only 12% of Trump voters replied yes, as did 7% of Biden voters. A separate poll of 1,500 Americans conducted by the Southern Poverty Law Center found that about 7 in 10 Republicans agreed to some extent that demographic changes in the US are intentionally driven by liberal politicians looking for more votes. So this is where this Jewish bit comes into it. And I guess really there's two ways of looking at the Great Replacement Theory. Do you believe that white people are being replaced? And that is the observable fact. And you shouldn't really have to say, do you believe that? Because all you have to do is look at the demographic statistics to see that the white numbers are going down and non-white numbers are going up. But then the second part of that question is, do you believe that the Jews are behind it? And quite clearly, Jews aren't behind it because they are not the majority in our governments. And white people could always say, no, we don't want to replace ourselves. We do want to change our immigration laws, and our white representatives don't do that. So I don't believe Jews are behind this, but I do believe that there are Jews that encourage it. And again, you would expect representatives of minority groups to encourage immigration because it strengthens their groups and it weakens our group. And that is the name of the game. I mean, that is what all these groups should be doing. We should be doing this as white people. We should be acting as a group and trying to strengthen our group and weaken the other groups. And because that is just how life works. You have to look after your family first. It's kind of like a competition that is going on between these groups. It's and each group develops its own evolutionary strategy over time of how to improve its influence and its power and how to weaken the other groups. So you would expect Jews to support immigration. You would expect non-white groups to support immigration, but you would not expect white groups to do that. This is the baffling thing, is that white people appear to be committing suicide here. So there's basically two issues here. There's is this great replacement going on, and do you believe that the great replacement is being carried out by Jews? And the author that came up with the term, I don't believe he mentioned Jews at all. I mean, you can see that there are other authors in Britain that have written about this that don't mention Jews. There's people that talk about it as, it's this liberal progressive idea of encouraging immigration and getting rid of borders. And yes, Jews are overrepresented amongst liberals and progressives. But again, it's representatives of all different groups that are encouraging this. And there's nothing wrong in them doing that. What is wrong is white people encouraging it. I mean, that's the issue that really needs to be concentrated on. So they're really sort of deflecting from this by encouraging people or saying, that is, that obviously they're not trying to encourage people to believe that Jews are behind this, but by bringing that up, And by suggesting that, it actually deflects the issue away from who is really responsible for it, because I do believe it's white people doing it to ourselves. Grandpa, what do you make of this survey result here?
Well, I think it's funny that they drug the anti-Semitism angle in, and then they flip around in their own poll says that, yeah, it's not really, you know, what's driving this. This is the problem here, and I think I can kind of maybe – oh, maybe we can kind of polish this up a little bit to make it a little easier to understand what we're saying here. The problem is our system has become so corrupt. It is so corrupt. The politicians are corrupt. The entire system. That's why we're seeing our system fail in so many aspects, not just what we're talking about today. We have so many problems in this country, you know, the gas prices, the inflation, you know, we're bumbling into a war with Russia and nobody seems to be able to say why we're doing that. You know, what exactly is that going to affect our life? It's because you hit a critical mass of corruption and the entire system breaks down, and especially a system that's somehow supposed to, you know, serve the average American, you know, it becomes undeniable. A way to look at this, you know, you were talking about white people doing this to themselves. A way to look at this is, let's say I'm a billionaire. Let's say I'm a George Soros type of billionaire. I've got tons of money, and I go into an African country. And I take my billions of dollars, I go into an African country, and the African government in this country is entirely corrupt. So I start paying them off, and I start bringing, you know, other people in, the white Europeans in here, and the African, the black-run government in this African country starts replacing their own people. Now, you could blame me and say, well, he's the rich guy coming in with this money, but yet the African government could say no. You know, they still hold the power. You know, I'm not forcing them to do this. Instead, the system is so corrupt, they're all taking the bribes. I'm paying them the money and they're doing whatever I want them to do. You know, so the problem is the system is so corrupt, and the system, you know, you see this where it's supposed to function in the interests of the people, and it's completely breaking down. And it's no longer functioning. And that's what we're seeing around us. Again, I go back to their own poll results that show a lot of people think this is being done intentionally. Their own poll results show that people aren't running around blaming the Jews for it. So why isn't it being addressed? Why are we not discussing it? Instead, they're just name calling. Well, because they're on that corrupt end of the government. They're on the ones that they're doing this for some reason. So, well, why aren't we having a discussion about that? But we're not. Instead, we get all of this name calling and hysteria, dragging victims, you know, family victims up there to cry and to use it for political purposes. And at the end of the day, the last thing that's happening is addressing the concerns of the people.
Well, another point here as well is, you know, it's only roughly 10% of Trump voters that think Jews are behind this. 3/4 of Trump voters believe it's going on, and it's Democrats that are trying to do it. But because such a 10% of them believe that Jews are behind it, it's being called an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory, and therefore they're trying to ban talk about the theory at all, even though it's a much larger majority that believe that it's Democrats that are doing this. Effectively, they understand that it's white people doing it to ourselves. Well, Representative Elise Stefanik, Republican, came under fire for campaign ads that critics say have echoed the theory. Again, it's not a theory, it's observable reality. In Stefanik's ads, which appeared on Facebook, Joe Biden was seen wearing his trademark aviator sunglasses with scores of migrants pictured in their reflection, walking towards him. Stefanik's ad text said, "Democrats are planning their most aggressive move yet, a permanent election insurrection. Their plan to grant amnesty to 11 million illegal immigrants will overthrow our current electorate and create a permanent liberal majority in Washington," the ad continues on to say. And clearly, they're not going to make an ad like that if it's false. They're only going to make an ad like that if it is based on things that the Democrats actually said. And yet, this is the way that they try to silence this. They will try and say that it's hate, but in actual fact, it's just talking about reality. It's talking about what the Democrats have said. It's talking about what the results of that policy will be. And yet, because it can be linked to talk of this great replacement, there's all these attacks on this Representative Elise Stefanik for doing so. Do you know who this representative is, Grandpa? Have you heard of them before? Stefanik?
Yeah, no, not before reading this article. I would just point out that it's really just speaks volumes that as we go in further into the next part, their response to this is more name calling. This response to this is more hand waving, name calling. They don't at any point say, oh, well, it's not true. Here, we have these other facts that show that's not the case. Instead, what we're going to see here in a few minutes is more name calling and more hand waving.
Well, the Republicans did actually stand up for Stefanik. The New York representative, who is the number three GOP lawmaker in the House, on Monday called the claims by media and adversaries disgraceful, dishonest, and dangerous. The woman she replaced for GOP conference chairwoman, Liz Cheney, is also claiming that Republican leadership is contributing to the enabling of radical white supremacist views on the far right. How is it a radical white supremacist view to just look at the immigration statistics and look at the demographics? It's not a radical view, it's just a fact of reality. Any implication or attempt to blame the heinous shooting in Buffalo on the congresswoman is a new disgusting low for the left, their never Trump allies, and the sycophant stenographers in the media, Stefanik's senior advisor Alex DeGrasse said in a statement on Monday. He added, despite sickening and false reporting, Congresswoman Stefanik has never advocated for any racist position or made a racist statement. Some believe that Stefanik and others have promoted this conspiracy theory due to their pro-national security and anti-illegal immigrant sentiments and rhetoric in the midst of record-setting migration numbers in the last year and a half. And that's a very revealing sentence there. They're basically condemning this woman for having anti-illegal immigrant sentiments, so they're condemning her for being against illegality. And they're admitting that there has been record-setting migration numbers in the last year and a half. Well, if you have record-setting migration numbers, then the numbers of non-whites are going up and the numbers of whites are going down. Grandpa, what do you make of all of this?
Well, you know, and they won't, you know, there they admit it themselves, and they won't tell us why. You know, on the one hand, they sit there and say anybody that complains about it is a white supremacist, far-right conspiracy theorist. Like I say, their response is name-calling. But since this, they admit in the very article that this is happening, and, you know, well, why then? Why is this a good thing? Why do they not just try to sell to the American people? Look, we need to let the entire world come here, and it's going to make things better for everybody because of A, B, and C. You know, sell us something here. But they have nothing to sell. I mean, they're sitting here and they admit in this very article that this we have record-breaking people coming in here from other parts of the world. But they will not sit there and try to tell us this is how it's going to make our lives better, how it's going to somehow drive wages up, how is this going to make gasoline and diesel fuel cheaper? How is this going to make everybody, you know, get a better paying job? Instead, we get this stupid name calling. You know, I mean, they're admitting it happening. Why aren't they trying to sell us? Instead, they're just saying anybody that complains about it is a white supremacist, racist hater. I think that in and of itself, Sven, speaks volumes.
Well, that was the whole point of this, wasn't it? It was getting them all to sign up to condemning the great replacement theory as white supremacist and racist anti-Semitic rhetoric. That was the whole point of this, was to get them all to call anybody that highlights demographic change a racist. Well, Stefanik tweeted Monday about the issue, which Republican colleague Adam Kinzinger of Illinois claimed was poorly timed. Democrats desperately want wide open borders and mass amnesty for illegals, allowing them to vote, Stefanik tweeted, as the country braces for the end of Title 42, and numbers released this week could show another increase in illegal encounters. Like the vast majority of Americans, Republicans want to secure our borders and protect election integrity, Stefanik added, and Kinzinger responded to the tweet with, badly timed. Whereas, of course, it was well-timed to start bringing in these poor families that have just had members of their family murdered and then use that to try to silence people from talking about demographic change and the negative effects that is likely to have on the country. Very hypocritical. Grandpa, what are your final thoughts on all of this today?
Well, the one thing I do have to disagree with is this statement that Republicans want to secure our border and protect election integrity. Well, that's not the case. We haven't seen them actually doing that as a party. Like I say, there's individuals. You know, we always discuss the micro versus the macro. You know, there are some individual Republicans that, you know, appear to want to do those things. But as a party, that is blatantly false. I mean, that's observably false. They do not want to do those things. They want to give lip service to those things. They want to campaign on those things, but don't kid yourself. They don't actually want to do any of those things.
Well, that's just the same as over here in Britain, isn't it? We hear all this right-wing rhetoric from the Conservatives, but all they ever do is just keep the same policies in place that the left-wing government brought in and then add to them themselves. Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I'll be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.